Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our King, our God, our Father. Oh, we just come to you this morning, just basking in the tag. If when I think of the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for me, my soul shouts out hallelujah. And we praise you this morning, Lord. We honor you this morning. We give you all the glory. Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to get on this call this morning. We thank you so much for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, oh God, who heard your voice. Oh, Lord, and just as this call has been going on for 8 years, and we know it is because of no one but you, almost 8 years, no one but you, oh, God. Father, we thank you so much for blessing them individually and collectively. You know exactly what they stand in need of, Lord. Bless their homes, bless their families. Oh, God, and whatever they touch today, let it prosper therein. Lord, we thank you so much for our speaker, who's going to bring the word this morning. I know that's going to just enrich us, empower us as we begin our day, Lord, enhance us, Lord. Father, I pray that as they bring forth the word, Lord, that you just use them mightily, all of you and none of them. Hide them behind the cross, O Lord, so that all we see and all we hear is what you have given them to say. Father, bless their home. Lord, order their footsteps. Be that lamp unto their feet and a light unto their path. We thank you for each and every family member who has come on this morning. Orchestrate our day today. Lord, we all have plans, but we want your plan for us. It may not be the way we want it, but we want it the way you want it, in the name of Jesus. Now we bind Satan off this call, that this call will go forth with clarity, uninterrupted, uncontaminated, no drop calls, and we will take and hear everything we say. And, Lord, be a blessing to someone else with it. We give you praise and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, from my heart to yours, I just love me some you. Go out and have a wonderful day as we think of the goodness of the Lord and our souls cry out. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister. Willa, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can, Minister Rebecca. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that beautiful tag, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Minister Rebecca Thomas, and I'm calling from Snellville, Georgia. And Gracie is also here, behaving and listening as well. And she says, good morning to you. And I would love to tell you about this call. Our TMC, the Master's Call, was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we also have a website on this call, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. And this is where all of the messages have been archived on this site, as well as all the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is In 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what our Minister Willa did so this morning, as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or share a word from the Lord, you might even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Well, you could submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz De Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthy. The new morning motivational call is, we have that, and it's held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Wednesday, Awareness Wednesday, so you don't want to miss that message this morning. And if you need a bypass number to get on this call as well as the morning motivational call, if you're having issues with getting on, the bypass number is 716-293-9707. And we are getting ready for the upcoming artist regional conference in Houston for July 6th, 7th, and 8th. And Minister Edith Byrd will be our anointed mouthpiece as our Sunday morning service speaker at that conference in Houston on July 8th at 9 a.m. And now our very own speaker for this morning is our very own Minister Kai. Minister Kai was born in New York City and currently is a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a BS in electrical engineering in 1996. She was called into ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to seminary where she received a Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai is currently a Doctorate of Ministry candidate in Transformation Leadership. God has given Kai a passion for meeting the needs of the next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai is also in the process of ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessing is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing young man of God, Christopher, who is currently in graduate school at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. God has led Kai to found Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry, and books are available right now on Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNobles.com. Kai is an artist distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. Minister Kai, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I want to say thank you to the two amazing and dynamic women of God who founded this call, whose obedience and yes are the reason that we gather here each day, Monday through Friday, to hear a word from the Lord, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. But we know that all praise is due our God, so you just want to acknowledge him and say thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself, for just allowing us to come and join together each day so that we can hear a word from you. Lord, we surrender this space to you. We thank you for the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we call it done in your matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Well, I'm going to start a little differently today than I normally do. Normally, I give you the title to the message and then go from there. But this morning, I'm going to start out with a moment of transparency right up front. Until 6:50 this a.m., I had no clue what the word was going to be today. Last night I started to pull out a couple of outlines and go through various words and just pray and ask God, well, what are we talking about tomorrow? What are we sharing with the people? And nothing. Those outlines, God was clear when he says, no, those are not the words that I want you to share. So I went to bed last night a little uneasy because if you know me, you know I'm a planner and I want to have things ready and I want to do things, you know, have them in order. But you also know that God is in control and his time is perfect. So I went to sleep and I woke up at my normal time, still no word. I got ready for work, made breakfast, got into my car to head to the office, still no word. I got to the office, I turned on my computer, I answered a couple of emails, you know, dealt with some business things, still no word. So at 6:50, I'm like, okay, Lord, what are you doing? And without any fanfare or without any thought, he gave me John 15. And I said, okay, Lord, you know, I was just having a conversation with a friend real recently about God cutting things off that we don't need so that we can grow. So today's message is titled, It is Pruning Time. And if you would turn with me to John 15, we're going to read verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. That is, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them in the fire. And they are burned. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Now, I'm not a plant person. I'm not into trees. I mean, I like outside, but I'm not into plants and trees. But even I know that I hate to pull off the leaves because it's a part of the plant. I know people who agonize over pruning their trees and plants because they thought it would harm them. However, pruning, whether physical or spiritual, doesn't seem pleasant. But it is really necessary for our health and our growth. I am so thankful that God does not leave it to us to cut away the things that stunt our growth. I am glad that he understands his children enough to know that he could not leave it to us to know when it's pruning time. God's word is the perfect tool for pruning us. God's word is a sharp, is so sharp that it can remove the unwanted branches in our lives without hurting us, without harming us. Now, sometimes it may be a little painful, but that pain is for our good and our growth. Hebrews 4:12 tells us, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. See, the word can cut away those things. It can check the intentions of our heart. It can tell us if we're doing the things that we're doing with the right spirit, for the right reasons, with the right heart. If we think about it for a minute, like in the physical realm, we leave the pruning of the trees to those who are trained and understand the right timing for pruning. God also does that for us when it's time for our spiritual pruning. God directs our pruning through the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is the perfect person to prune us when it is time for pruning. God's Spirit guides us into all truth, helping us to study what we need. John 16:13. It also helps us to see that God is working in our lives. The Holy Spirit encourages and directs our minds to focus on things that God has given for us according to his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. The Holy Spirit guides us to pray for those things, to seek those things, to meditate on the Word of God so that we can know what God has in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us. See, without that connection to the Holy Spirit, without his leading and guiding, then we would not know whether to turn right or to turn left, whether to stand still in the midst of a circumstance or situation. So because we have the Holy Spirit, we can know what God is desiring for us to do. God knows the perfect time to prune us. He doesn't have to guess. He can see those things that we don't even see at times that need to be cut away. Those relationships we stayed in for too long. The job he told us to leave 6 years ago, but we're hanging on because it pays well. See, God sees those things that need to be pruned, and he sends the Holy Spirit to do so. God knows the perfect time to prune us. When you have a minute, go back and read the story of Esther. God is very much a part of our lives, despite how separate we sometimes might feel from him. But it's not about a feeling. It's about knowing and having relationship with him. Mordecai's response to Esther in Esther 4:12-14, after learning of Haman's plot to eliminate and exterminate all the Jews, shows God's providence. God placed Esther in exactly the right place, in exactly the right time, for exactly the situation she was there for. She was there to be used by God for an intervention to save his people. But seeing her upbringing and everything that Haman taught her as he brought her up, he helped God prune her to be ready for that time. And it's sometimes difficult to realize that God's timing in cutting things away that we feel like we need or want to hold on to is perfect. But God doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't do things by chance or happenstance. He understands exactly what we need, exactly when we need it. So his timing for pruning us is perfect if we allow him to. But we have to allow God to cut away the things. He's not going to forcibly come and prune us. But we have to be willing participants, just like we have to be willing to participate in his Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. We have to be willing participants when it is time for pruning. We have to surrender it to God because we know that when he cuts away things, that it's sometimes not going to be pleasant. We know that sometimes he's going to cut away those things that we desire to keep. See, but God knows his perfect plan for us. And he knows that those things that he's cutting away are not a part of that perfect plan. See, not everybody is supposed to go all the way on your journey with you. So we have to be willing to allow God to have his perfect way in that. So I asked God a question this morning. I said, so why prune? What is it that we get from knowing it's pruning time? Again, we need to take a look at this in the physical realm. And according to the Department of Agriculture, pruning improves trees' health and strength. Pruning for health involves removing disease and insect-infested wood. Typically, it involves thinning the crown to increase airflow and to reduce pest problems, and it requires that you remove crossing and rubbing branches, branches that rub together and cause dis-ease for the tree. Pruning encourages trees to develop a strong structure and reduce the likelihood of damage during severe weather. Now let's take a minute to look at pruning in the spiritual. All of these actions encourage growth. So if we see what happens in the natural with pruning, we should see that God is doing the same thing in the spiritual when it is time for pruning. As we are pruned in our spiritual lives, we must seek those things that are above. And that came from Colossians 3 and 1. In Colossians 3 and 5, Paul instructs us, therefore, put to death your members which are on earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetousness, which is idolatry. These attitudes and actions are the things that rub against the way God desires us to be. It rubs like those cross-rubbing branches that causes destruction for the tree. Those things cause destruction in our lives, and so God has to prune those things. Our pruning must be extensive for us to grow in the character of God. Just as the verse says, you yourselves are to put away all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouths. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who has created you. That's Colossians 3 and 8. God desires us to be like Jesus. We are to develop the character of Christ. God's pruning process uses the situations and circumstances in our lives to help us to grow in this character and this appearance. Our hurts, habits, and hang-ups help us to see things that are not like God, and his pruning process helps us to remove those things. But we have to think about this. Even Jesus had a pruning process, and we see that in Hebrews 5 and 8. He learned obedience by the things which he suffered. Now, the Vincent Word Study says Jesus did not have to learn to obey because he was fully God, and so obedience was a part of his character, but he required a special discipline of severe human experience as a training tool for his office as high priest. See, Jesus already knew how to obey the Father, but he wanted to understand what we, his brothers and sisters, would go through. So he had to submit to the pruning process himself. So pruning is necessary for us to be who God is calling us to be. I don't know about you, but to have all that God desires for me to have, I have to be all that God is calling me to be. So that means I must submit. Now remember the acronym for submit. Surrender unleashes blessings, motivating increased trust. So we have to submit to God's pruning, because he is doing it for our good and his glory. So I'm not going to finish today's message. There are two more parts that God is clearly calling us to look at. So the message, it's pruning time. The next part will be discarding disappointment during God's pruning. And the one following that will be pruning the production of growth. So as we continue to walk through this message on it is pruning time, we need to really ask God to sit in his presence and to ask him, Lord, remove those things that are not like you. Cut it away, O Heavenly Father. Be the healing balm and salve that you place on those things, on those places that have been cut. We have to surrender to the pruning process, knowing that God is working it out for our good and his glory. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for that profound word, reminding us about God's pruning time. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father and lift up all of our prayer requests to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made. We are so grateful and so rejoicing, and we're so glad in it, Lord. We thank you for just the wonderful blessings that you've given us, Lord, here this morning with the Master's Call and with our Minister Kai, Lord. Thank you for blessing her into overflow, Lord, with this message from you, Lord, and for just reminding us, Lord, that you are the vine and we are the branches, Lord, and we just want to abide in you and just listen and obey you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you're blessing Minister Kai into overflow in her family and in her community, Lord, and with her son, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that you give them your full blessings, adding no sorrow to it. We thank you for our Dr. PK, Robert's Patton, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for artists' life, Lord. We thank you for continuing to give them wisdom and revelation in the mind of Christ. Lord, we also lift up any of our family members who are going through any kind of sickness. Lord, we, whatever their sickness is, Lord, whatever its name is, it must bow down to the name of Jesus, Lord. And we stand on that promise, Lord, that you've given us to stand on, Lord. And we trust you, Lord Jesus. We also trust you, Lord, with our bereaved families. We lift them up to you, Lord, that you are bringing your comfort and your peace to them, Lord. And you know exactly what they need, Lord, and you are providing it, Lord, for them. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing that for them. Lord, we also say a special one for our dear Kendra Carter's family, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you are celebrating with Kendra Carter. But, Lord, just come and just comfort her family, and you know what her mom and her daughter and her grandchildren need, Lord, and we trust you and we love you, Lord, for being their father, their Heavenly Father, and providing. Lord, thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for doing something super special and supernatural and natural for them. Lord, today, where they just give you all the glory and honor and praise. And we love you, and we agree that your kingdom is here, here on earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085. The PIN number is 957-677-pound. And our new morning motivational call is next. Again, today is Awareness Wednesday, and the topic is arthritis. And you can listen to that at 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. Thank you again, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Kai, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us to come together yet again to be in your presence, to receive the word that you desire for us to receive today. Lord, as we continue to submit to your pruning process, we ask that you continue to give us your peace, which passes all understanding, to continue to allow us to rest in you. Now, as we leave this call, but never your presence, we want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day. Thank you for continuing to keep us in your perfect peace as our mind is stayed on you. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Continue to have a great day and go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.